All right, good luck. We did last time Sifte Zayin. Basic Yisaidis of the Mitzvah Ashava. Ashava of Mashkin. Wanted to be just mice of a few things. We ran out of time last week. Just to remind the Eilun Machabe says, Echad HaMashkin Eskever BeBezdin Ve'echad Shemishkunai B'yad B'Izraya. It's relevant how you got the mashkin. Either you did it with a bezdin, he took it by force, it was done voluntarily, he gave it to you. As long as he's an ish anihu mishkin or davar shu tzarakla, you have a mitzvah lahagzil loyavid beishu tzarakla. You have a mitzvah to return this mashkin whenever the loyavid needs this mashkin. Like the Mechabek's example, if it's a kli yom, you have to return it by day. If it's a kli laila, you have to return it at night. Shal is like this. This mitzvah, this inyan, that you have to return, does it need a tviya? Or do you have a chiv to return it right away? Lamaisa, I know it's night, I have his pajamas, I know he needs it, so I got to give him his pajamas. And let's say you have to assume, obviously if I don't know, maybe I have a problem, but let's say I assume I know that he doesn't have another pair of pajamas, I know that it's a davish at tzarechloi, do I have a chiv to return it voluntarily? Mayatzmai, or no, do I wait till he's tveya? When he's tveya, then I give him the item. There's a Yefei Tayar, which is on the Medrash, a Kadmon on the Medrash. If you look in Shmois Rabbah, Perek Lamed Aleph, Oy Zayin, he touches up the Medrash. The Medrash gives a mashal by, like a tushtel to Tzuchir's Payalim. So he wants to know, what was the tushtel, what is the Medrash doing? So he says, a blitz chiddush. He said, just like in Tzuchir's Payalim, the halach is, b'yometit in Tzuchari, the mitzvah of Baal Talon and b'yometit in Tzuchari are only applicable if he's tevei you for payment and you withhold payment, lasalan itcha pulasachad beika. You now let withhold itcha by you against his will the payment. Then you're over biyamit in tzkari. But what happens if the poel is not tevei bechlal? If he doesn't need it right now, he's not being tevei. Then there's no mitzvah biyamit in tzkari and there's no itza of bal talin. So, who are din fashav its mashkin? The same thing. If the loyved doesn't ask for the mashkin back, you do not have a mitzvah to give it back. You only have a mitzvah when the loyved asks for the mashkin, then you mechuyev to give back the mashkin. As I zakta, doesn't say over here any makar fizat. That was the tushal the medrash. That's the halacha. The lom this being as kozmani doesn't ask means he's allowing you to keep it. He's masking that you should hold on to it. He's masking that you should hold on to it, so you don't have the mitzvah to give it back. As I tie it, no kima. Well, I guess once you do give it, maybe then, like you have a similar shalat by Baal Tolan. If the poel doesn't ask for the money and you do pay on time, are you mekayim a mitzvah? So we want to tie that from the fact that he accepts the payment. So it's like a tviya v'kabbalah zayboyin kechot. What did he accept the payment for? Obviously, when he accepted, it means he was masking to have the payment, so he wants to have the payment, so you makayim the mitzvah, because that right then is sort of he made a tviya. Tviya doesn't mean bidvarim. The Moshul, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you have somebody who's shy to be tveya, zavadi yoivad alav. Because that is his tviya. He can't ask for it, so he hangs around and he's like hoping you get the idea that he's looking for payment. That is a tviya. Tviya doesn't, it's no chalais div, it just means that it shouldn't be itcha, you're withholding his payment when he wants the payment. So if he wants the payment, then you have b'yamitin diskar. If he doesn't want it, then you don't have b'yamitin diskar. But if he accepts payment, l'chayra, it's not mochak, but l'chayra, it's tviya is b'yam kachod.
Originally, he took the mashkin in order to be sure that it'll pay back his hire. But once he has to give it back, what's going to happen with being sure that
it'll... And he already has a kinyan mashkin in it, so if the person is nifta, he's allowed to take it from his kids. He has chusim in it. Shemitah won't be meshamit.
How is he going to take it by force?
The next night, he'll take it again. Means if it's pajamas, he'll give it back every night. Oh, whatever you want. But Belina, hopefully later tonight, we'll see what happens if he doesn't. But Pashas, every night you give it back. The next morning you come and you pick up the pajamas. You give it back the night, you pick it up every day. I'm not sure who's going to do the laundry in between, but you go back and forth, that's how you do it. Fine. So Lamaisa, so L'chayu, back to here. So L'chayu, who didn't hear? If the guy, if you did pay, L'chayu, if you did give back to Shavit Samashkin, L'chayu, you wrote Mekayim Mitzvah, he accepted it. So it's like Tviya Boyin Kachet. I don't know. All right. However, the Chavetz Chaim, the Avos Chesed in Perek Ches Sif Aleph, he names on for a pashtis. You don't. It seems it's too blatant. It seems that the Chavetz Chaim knew about this. He doesn't quote anyone. But he, like, the way he bavons it, it sounds like he knew about it and he's trying to bavon it. He says, Avada Dava Parshat, you have to be max to the chayfetz be'en, even if he's not teveya. And it's for leidami lepoil by b'yamitin zekari, because over there it's gzeris hakosif. There state itchin the pasik, so you need a tviya. Over here there's no makar, there's no pasik, so there's no gzeris hakosif. So Avada, you have a mitzvah zashavis hamashkin, even without a tviya. And says, Dr. Chavetz Chaim. All right. So you have a makloikis, yefeitaya, and the Chavetz Chaim. Pashas, the Chavetz Chaim sounds more. Muzbar, but fine, that's a machlekes if you need a tefillah or not.
This has no mitzvah, no shibur to the person, it's just a mitzvah, just a mitzvah.
Correct.
That sounds like there's more in that tefillah, since he has no tefillah.
Oh, you mean if you learn, okay, but maybe that, when did the Torah give a mitzvah? When he's tefillah, to show that he really wants it, then you have a mitzvah. Not because he has a schus to it, Itaka doesn't have any schus moment to it, but if he shows that he really wants it, then you have a mitzvah to give it to him. If not, not. Maybe he could have said, comes along.
The
what?
Who has to travel?
I'm not so sure. Because if he has to travel to me, so then you won't need a tree, then it's obvious, then he has to come to me. You mean, from the fact that they're handling whether you need a tree or not, then it would sound like that I have to go to the loiva. Because if the loiva has to come to the mava, then that is the biggest tree. Why is he coming to me for? It would be a mashmais. I hear the mashmais. I'm not mukhak, but I hear the mashmais. I hear it. Very nice.
Did you say something, the same thing by Pirom?
The what?
That if he doesn't, the
Malba
doesn't.
Be Tavei. That we had a different shmooze. If you had the mitzvah without a tefillah, correct. We had that shmooze. I don't know if it's the same shmooze, but good. Fine. The Chokhmah Shlemo over here in the Simen at the end of Sifal, I'm not sure why it's there. Maybe it's a printing mistake. Over there he's Mesupik. He says, he clears the Shiloh, could the Loiva be Meichel the Malva not to return him, to return the Mashkin to him? Batsam, the Loiva really needs these pajamas. He just tells the Malvah, you don't have to return me the pajamas at night. Does the Mechila work? And the Chokhmah Shleim in his Tshuva Sefer, Tuv Tam Vedas, in Madura Talisa, Chelek Bey, Simen Mem Aleph, he wants to be Toila that that's a Machlekes Rishonim. He wants to say, Rashi holds that Mechila doesn't even work, Aloyva can't be Meichel. You still have the mitzvah of the Hashavas HaMashkin. Masha'en came like the other Rishonim. You could be Michael. Say, he makes a Tali. It's not Mukhach. It's all Tali. There's, you know, one of the Chokhmah Shlomo type of Tali. It's a Goyinish of Tali.
Why isn't Tviya?
Oh, very good. So that's what I'm trying to prove. I'm trying to prove that you see from the, if you learn like the Chokhmah Shlomo, that you don't even need, that even if you're Meichel, it won't work. So that Avada, you don't need a Tviya. If you needed it, what would that mean? If I try to be Meichel, you still have to give it to me. So Avada, I don't have to be Tevei you, because it's nothing to do with me. If I am Tevei, I am Meichel, it doesn't make a difference. Avada, you're going to have to give it to me anyway. So you see, L'chari Nechachmah Shleimo, that you don't need a tefillah, otherwise it won't make sense the whole thing. And faket, and from the Yefei Tayyar Nechavetz Chaim, that the handling whether you need a tefillah or not is the charai that really Mechila would work. Just maybe you do need ad kedei kaka tefillah, maybe you don't need a tefillah, but avada dei neman for hapashas Mechila work. But he comes on with a blitz, Chokhmah Shleimo comes with a blitz that loit shitis Rashi, psaitcha v'rashi namucha, that Mechila won't work.
Why is it different than Masna Machikaza B'Torah B'Ksofim?
So who said Matzah Kasa B'Torah would work over here? We're going to get to it about. Let's get to it. We're heading right there. You just give me 1 minute. That's where we're headed. I just wanted to say, it's the Mufush Avu drum that Mechila works. Why? If you remember, Rabbi said, at the beginning of the Simen, we collect a Shaila, a Velt Shaila. Why is there no bracha on Hava? Have a mitzvah deraisa to lend the ani money. Why don't you make a bracha like all other mitzvahs? We have Feshid in the Terutzim. Well, also the Rishayim may ask another kasha. Why don't you have a chiv to make a bracha when you return the mashkin? You have a mitzvah hashavas of it. So make a bracha. Before you return the mashkin, you should make a bracha. It's like a mitzvah deraisa. You make a bracha on lulav. You should make a bracha when you return the mashkin. Zokta avudram, the same teretz that he says falva. He says, we never make a bracha on a mitzvah that the someone else could be moichel. Lamashal, the Ani could say, I don't want the Hava. So Mamel, if the Ani could say, doesn't want the Hava, doesn't want the Tzedakah, so you can't make a bracha. Hu atin zakta by Hashavis of it, if the Loive says, I don't need the Mashkin back, I don't want it, then there's no mitzvah. So zakta avajam, Mamela, that's why there's no bracha. But I want to just take out from the avajam, you see from the avajam, lahedya, that the Loive has the ability to be Meichel. Otherwise, What's he saying? He's faket. He says mefurish. So loiva has ability to be meichel, and therefore there's no bracha. So you see mefurish avada, and that's the pashas. You have to go that avada that he has the ability to be meichel. Just want to be meisiv that even if you help a blitz that light Rashi, the Chacham Shlomo is Rashi, you can't be meichel. You could still fadin maybe how the loiva kabavona shavas avit. How? Because the mitzvah shavas avit is only. So let's say you took his kleyumnis, you took his tools. So today he needs his tools, so and he tells you he's meichel, tough. His mechila doesn't work, right? That's what Chacham Shlomo wants to suggest. But what happens if the Leiva says, I'm not meichel, that's not the nekudin. The Leiva says, I want to go on vacation today, I don't need my tools today. So now that you don't have mitzvah shavas avit. It's not mitam mechila, he has the ability to say he doesn't need them. If he doesn't need them, then you don't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only be'eshu tzarechle. If he doesn't need them, so you don't have the mitzvah. Bata yisai bata avinyan. So even like the Chacham Shlomo is Rashi, which we should not follow, that the mechila would work, but even like him, amol the mechila would work for a different reason. Not mitam mechila. Mechila would work to say that the loiv is telling you that he doesn't need it then. If he doesn't need it, then you don't...
So you don't have a right from the
avdrum
then.
But Jom says, lahadi meichel. He can say it's meichel. That's all right. Machalei leiva. That's machal leiva. So it's but in economy. All right. Now let's take it to the next step, which you pointed out. Could the leiva be masna mashikasa b'toira? That is, when the mashkin is being given to the malva, could the malva, the leiva together, could they make a tanai that this mashkin you don't have to return to me? The Torah says you do. But I'm being masna mashikasa b'toira that you don't. Hagam the Torah says there's a chiva on this to return. I'm masna mashikasa b'toira, you don't have to return to me this mashkin. Will that work? Could you be masna mashikasa b'toira on hashavas of it? So if you learn like the Chacham Shlomo that mechila doesn't work, so koshikin you can't be masna mashikasa b'toira. Because it's not yours to be meichel, it's not yours to make tanai. You're not a bialim on this. You're not the baldava here. It's not between you and the malva, it's between the Benshem and the malva. So the loiva for sure can't be masna. But like we said, we're not going with the Chacham Shlomo. So could he be masna? If mechila would work, so maybe he could be masna mashikasa b'toira also. And truth be told, yes, you could. It's mefusha. There's a malbim in Dvarim Chav Dalad Yizayin, Ois Kuf Mem Ches, and Avis Chesed himself as well. In Perches Sif Dalad, they nemon for apshitis avada the loiva has a right when he gives over the mashkin to the malbim to be masna mashikasa b'toira and say you don't have to return to me this mashkin. Just like we find later on in the Simin, the Sif Chav Ches, that the loiva could be masna not to be misader. In Hagam, there's a klal, we always have misadrin, but the loiva could be masna mashikasa b'toira, but davar shebemamon, don't be misadrin me on this chayv. So too, the loiva could be masna, when he gives over the mashkin, that do not return to me this mashkin. I'm being masna mashikasa b'toira, that you don't have to return to me this mashkin. Hagam, I need the mashkin. You don't have to give it back to me.
Does he need to say that b'shas, the transaction, or we can just... At the time
when he gives over the mashkin, that's they're talking about. When he gives over the mashkin.
At the time when he should return it.
That's too late. Then you can't be masna. Then you could be Michael. Yeah, so fine. You could be Michael. But then tomorrow night, I got to be bring it again. And you have to be Michael tomorrow night. And the next night again, you got to be Michael again. But when I give over the mashkin, I make that in this mashkin that you're getting, you never have to return to me. So I'm being masna in the type of mashkin you're getting. You're getting a mashkin that's not returnable. You don't have to give it back to me. Oh, a bazoi. So that would be fine.
What doesn't happen at the time when he first gives it? Say it's after the fifth time, the fifth day. You can make the tanai any time.
Because I don't know if that's... At that point, I'm not sure if the tanai is going to work anymore. I'm not sure.
He could be meichel for each day.
He could be meichel, so have to be meichel every day. But then he could change his mind. Let's say I could tell you a blank mechila. Until you hear from me, I'm being meichel you. Maybe. But what happens 6 weeks from now, you know, I change my mind. I really need my pajamas. So then I get it back. But if I'm being masna with you in the mashkin, when I give you over the mashkin, I say, here's the mashkin, and you don't have to return to me this mashkin, then later on I can say, I want it back. Tough. You already were masna in this mashkin, you're not getting it back. You already have a kinyan. If you weren't masna b'shas, you got the mashkin, and then later you want to be masna, it could be too late, because the kinyan mashkin that the malva has in it is a type of a kinyan that he has to return such a mashkin.
It depends upon what kind of a tanai they make.
Yeah, so he has to make it when he's making... No, right, but he'll have to make that tonight. When he makes the kinyan mashkin, when the malva gets a mashkin, he'll have to make that tonight that he's going to... not have to give back that much.
He can't do it 5 days later?
I don't think so. Unless he makes a new type of a kinyan. I don't know how to do that. He'll have to be mevatelus kinyan and start over again. Then he can do maybe.
It doesn't have to be shas alvo when he takes the mashkin.
No, they say lehedi, not b'shas alvo. They say when you give over the mashkin. Forget. I want to be meisiv. Both the Malbim and the Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim, are both talking about when you're giving over the Mashkin. L'chayra, you could even do it early on. When I make the halva, I'm making the halva with these terms, that whenever I take a Mashkin, the Mashkin that I'm taking, I'm not going to have to return. That's the terms of the halva. I know, they don't say it like that. They say, when I'm giving over the Mashkin, I give over the Mashkin with those terms. But l'chayra, you could be masna on the halva itself. It's as that type of halva that's not mechayev hachzaris ha-mashkin. That should look. Should also work.
What's the spur that he can't do that in the midst of the loan?
He could do whatever he wants, but it's not a chalois in the type of halva that I have, and it's not a chalois in the type of mashkin I have. The mashkin I have to return. If he doesn't want me to return it, so he's meichum.
The mashkin has nothing to do with the halva. He can make a halva without giving a mashkin.
Correct.
Or you make a
but the mashkin is on the halva. So I'm setting in stone the terms of the halva, making a tanaim mashar kasav b'tayra. But if I didn't do that, and you have a regular halva with a regular mashkin, they have to return to me. Now it's too late to make it tonight, unless you make a new kinyan. You'll have to make a new kinyan in a certain oifen.
What does that mean, make a new kinyan?
Give back the mashkin and say, I bought my whole mashkin, and now I'm taking back the mashkin or new chalais from starting from the beginning, and this mashkin that I'm taking now is a mashkin that I don't have to return to you. Then that I would be able to do. All right. But anyway, Rabbi say this is nocharai, not like the Chokhma Shloimeh. Because if you see the Malbim says, and I've discussed it, well, Lushitasi says, that you could be master of Mashakas Vatera, then clearly you have the ability to be Michael. Because if you don't have to be Michael, you can't be make Tanoim either. So it's clear. Right? What's the whole about the master of Mashakas Vatera works? A Dov Shabbat Mammon. Because you have the ability to be Michael it, so you can make it, you could carve it out, such a structure too. If you had no ability to be Michael, then you can't carve out such a structure, it's a kosher again. I know, but he's saying that you're not the man the yama, you're not a Baal Dava to be Michael, so you're not a Baal Dava to carve out terms of this mashkin either. All right, fine. Let's go on, Rabbi Isai. Let's move on to another thing. It says, it continues in Machaba, Hareza mitzvah laxaloy avid beis shu tzarech loy. Whenever he needs it, maxaloy sakar balay, look at the elishan alav good, vesam mekrei shabiyayim, it goes through all things. Then what happens? So what do you need this mashkin for? Kemam boy loy mashkin, kadei shalay yashmir achoy bishviz, velayas metaltulin eitzel bonov. That is, that if the loyva dies, normally I have no right to go to the loyva's kids to pick up Metaltulim. Metaltulim, they asked me, lo mishtabdi. The father owed me money, but the kids don't owe me the money. If they inherited karka, so the karka is meshubit. But metaltulim is not meshubit. But because I have a kinin mashkin here, I have the right to take it away from the kids. Lo yasa metaltulim eitz abonav. And that's really Lashon HaGemara, shoymtoy me'al bonav. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So klet the tumim eshailu, to santa shaila. My schus in my mashkin has a right, that gives me a right, that I'm allowed to take it away from the kids, only? Or what if the loiv is a smart aleck, and I returned to him his pajamas at night? So what he did was, right away, he sold it off to somebody. When I come in the morning to get my pajamas back, the mashkin back, he tells me, tough, I already sold it. Go to the lekeach. And the lekeach, go to the lekeach. I don't know who you are. I bought a pair of pajamas. They're my pajamas. I paid for them. They're my pajamas. Call tough, I don't owe you any money. You can't take a mashkin from me. Does the malviz schus, kinyan mashkin that he has, give him a right to be lekeach from lekuchos as well? Could he be neitel from lekuchos? Or could he only take from the kids? The Gemara says he's shoyim to me'albonav. What about lekuchos? Could he go after the lekuchos as well? And if not, the gavaldika patent, every loiva could sort of circumvent all the process. He'll just sell off his ad. Every time he gets the mashkin back, he'll sell it. No problem. He'll be fine. Does he have that ability or not? So the tumim klez de shailo. And there's an even a ozel in Gzela Vaveda Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, that names on for a pashtis that you can only get from the Yosaimim. But if he sells it off, you're out in the cold. Malva has no right to that mashkin anymore. The lukukas get the mashkin and it's over. From the same day, because the Gemara says, Me'al Bonav, I say it's only Bonav, and not from lukukas. A blitz chiddish.
Is the Loiva allowed to do that?
Why not? I mean, Lishita some that you can't collect. So, and what do you think? You're being a Mazik Shibudu Shokaveri, maybe? You have to know, because he already has a Shibrami something. Maybe that would be a Rami Lechachil. He shouldn't do it. You have to know. But if he has the Bailis, the Schus to sell. What? Then he could really circumvent the whole Indian Mashkin, right? It could really be a problem. Like this tzad, there's a real problem out there. But truth be told, Baruch Hashem, there's a Taisis Rid on the Gemara. I says but many Achronim call it the Shaila. No one brings the Taisa. I don't know. On the Gemara, the Taisa's Rid says that when it says Shem Tome Albanav Huadin Milakuchos, that if the loiva is a smarak and tries to sell it, he's selling something that's not his. Who owns this mashkin? The malva owns the mashkin. You can't sell my item. That's it. You sold the guy at Brooklyn Bridge. I'll take it back from the lakeach. It's my item that you sold. The Nachal Yitzchak brings down the tumim. He doesn't have to taste the rib. Brings down the tumim. And he has two rice. He's mechir from two places. Not like the tumim. Not like the Evan Ozel. That enechanami you could take from the kukas as well. Just like the taste is rib. And then there's another sefer. The Avnei HaChoshen also does that. That you can take from the lakukas, because it's yours, you're rather allowed to take it. But he has Intesanta Cheshbon. He says that if I steal something and I sell it to an innocent buyer, an unassuming buyer, I give a share, so no one's going to suspect me as a ganev. It's a good thing. You give a share, no one knows. So they bought it from me, so an unassuming buyer thought that it was my item, so he rightfully bought it. Then he finds out that it was really stolen. And now, the nigzal is going after the lakeach. What's the halakha? The halakha is that even though Ram is, it's the nigzals, and he has a right to take it from the lakeach, but they made a takonis ashuk, they made a takonis alakukais, that when you buy something, you have a right to keep what you buy. And if the nigzal wants it back, he has to reimburse the lakeach for the price that he paid for the item.
And go after the gazan.
And then you can go after the gazan for the money that he laid out, sure. So zok the Avnei HaChoshen, that Meka Din Avada Nachal Yitzchak, the Taisa's Rid is 100% right, that you can go now take it back from the Lekuchais, because the Leiva sold your Mashkin, not his Mashkin, the Leiva sold the Mashkin that belonged to the Malva. But it's Leigara from any Gazan who steals something and sells it that they made at the Konitz of Lekuchais, provided, of course, that the buyer was unaware and he had no reason to suspect because the person who sold it to him is a legitimate person, is not a Bevus Taganif. There are certain Tanoim that have to be met, but you saw it, if those Tanoim are met, there's a if the Malva now wants to go to Lekuchais, he's going to have to reimburse the Lekuchais for all the money that he paid to the Leiva to buy these pair of pajamas. So even the Rabbi say, Avada, the Malva could go after the Lekuchais, but I mamish put a thorn in his side, because now he's going to have to reimburse. So he has to reimburse the Lekuchais, so bets him the Leiva won. The Leiva will get back the pajamas at night, sell it off to an innocent buyer, and he has to sell it quick, because by tomorrow morning the Malva's are back at his door again. But he's going to have to sell it quick. He sells it off to an innocent buyer, and now he's laughing home, because if the Malva wants to get his pajamas as a mashkin, he's going to have to reimburse the lakeach for everything he paid the Leiva. And the Leiva has that money in his pocket and spent it to do whatever he wants. So it's not so simple, but it would work by your side. Now, could be it only works, I just want to stress, it could be it only works, Kozman, the pajamas is returned to the loiva. Kozman, it's still by the malva, so it's ain't a b'shus to loiva. Could be then he can't even sell it. It's a davish ain't a b'shus. You know, a pekodin you could sell, but could be the kinyan mashkin that the malva has is enough. Rashi, l'mashal, the malva is even chayba. Ain't when he has a mashkin, it's b'shus to malva. Could be that's enough to steer the loiva from selling it. But at least when the malva returns it to the loiva at night or day, whenever the loiva veishu tzaraklai, and then the loiva sells it off, it could be there's a problem here. The malva will be able to redeem his mashkin, but I'll have to pay reimburse the buyer for the amount he paid to the loiva. A blitz.
Now, after he reimburses him, does he still have to return it to the loiva again?
Does.
Right?
Yeah. Very good. Very good, Shaks. I saw somebody, not a joke, I saw someone who had the shiloh. So, I don't know, he said something I didn't understand, but I would at least suggest maybe that maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's because in the fact that he sold it off, that's his biggest raya that he holds that he doesn't need the item. Why did you sell it off for? If you needed it, why did you sell it for? You're showing that you don't need the item. So now you're coming from by me, you're coming to cry that you need the pajamas. But when you sold it, you didn't need the pajamas. Right? So he says, you really don't need these pajamas. If you don't need the pajamas, I'm not returning to you. Not sure it's a gerichtig cheshbon. I know he said something that when once he sold it, you mafkia the din mashkin on it. I'm not sure what he's talking about. The stars din mashkin, no right to sell. I'm not sure, but that would be a nice patent. The gedulei Shmuel.
Does, now the loiva has to pay the malva double.
Right, he'll have to reimburse. Correct. Yeah, but the loiva is not worried about it because apparently the loiva doesn't pay up his chayvus. There's no problem. So add it to the debt. Not a problem.
How about the other side? Can the malva sell the mashkin?
So the Malva cannot sell the mashkin. We're going to see later on.
It's his.
Yeah, it's only his four piroin, but it's not It's still not his in Gansin. Right, it's his as leverage against the bias, security against the bias. It's not his. The marshal, he can't use the mashkin. He has no right to use it. It might be ribbis. Maklok is tzaitzim shak. Why he can't use it? But he can't use the mashkin.
What if he sells it off?
Might not work at all. Lechayr won't work either. Now maybe the tables will turn. If the Leiva wants to get back the mashkin from this innocent buyer from the mav, we'll have to have a takanis on exolin maybe, and the chanami will have to turn the tables around. All right, let me just be myself. There's a gedulei shmul. The gedulei shmul says that if you could take it away from a buyer, he names on. He grabbed it, did quote the taser. He was the only one who quoted the taser. He said, "Hu adin, if the Leiva tries to be makdish it or be mafkir it, it also won't work." Even though Be'etim the Kerem belongs to him, but there's a schus kinyan mashkin the Malva has, so he's now allowed to be makdashit, and he can't be mafkir either. The Malva will be allowed to take it away from Hegdish or take it away from Hefka. So to speak, whoever picks it up from Hefka, it's his, and there's no takonis and exalim if you get it from Hefka. So then he'll be able to take it back. It's the Malva has a schus in it. All right, let's move on. Anachazak. The Ramah comes along. And the Ramah says, "Hago mitzvah shavus avid who mitzvah sasation not in schara kos of betziba betzido, velachein ein bezdin shavmata mechuyavin lokaf alei. Since it's a mitzvah sasation not in schara kos of betzido, bezdin doesn't have a chiv to be kaifin on this mitzvah. Avlam reitim lokaf harishus biyadim. But if they want to do a kfiyah." Then Rosh Hashem, they have the right to do a kvi. They're just not mechuyev. It means that they want to force the malva to return the mashkin. They could, but they don't have to. So I saw an heintegel kled the shaila. He have a malva who doesn't want to return the mashkin. Let's say such a malva, right? So comes along bezin, and they decided they're going to beat the living daylights out of a guy. They will be kaifa. They're going to make sure that he returns this hashavas avet. By hashavas avet, there's a matan skar kos of betzido lachati at tzedakah. So the Heintika declares, what happens if they beat the Malva up today to return it? Will it also be Lechati Yitzadok? A Tzadik. He's a Hashayna Yid. He's a Tzadik. He gave back the Mashkin. A Tzadik. He had no brayer. He had to give back the Mashkin. He was being beaten up to give back the Mashkin. He was so close to death. Of course he gave back the Mashkin. Right? You allowed to beat him up. So he was Ut, and that's why right before he was ready to go, he gave in and he caved in and he gave back the Mashkin. Will he also have the mitzvah, the bracha of Lechati Yitzadokah or not? Because he was done. He did it by force. He didn't do it voluntarily.
The whole idea of beating someone up, based in force, and the question to prevent him from doing an avera,
to cause him to be mekayim a mitzvah. So a mitzvah, ki a mitzvah he'll have. We just want to know, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckon with this guy, olachati et tzedakah, because he did a gevaldik azach returning the mashkin. He didn't want to do it. He refused to do it. We forced him to do it. Will the pass olachati et tzedakah on that? That's the shayla.
We have rising more, it is.
The what?
For example, Arab, because this is Li Alman, Nasani Tzadik.
Right.
He means it to be a Russia. He still is because that's just.
Why? Because maybe he had Hira Tshuva.
Right. In other words, he's being.
Not fourth, because maybe he had Shuvan. If he did Shuvan, then he's Taka Tzadik. But over here, where you're forcing the guy, who said you'll have the Indian? So I want to Tzushtel, there's a Tshuvas Maritz Chiyas in the end of Simon Yud Gimel. He's talking about Tzedakah. By tzedakah, if you give tzedakah, there's also matan skara kos of betzida. By state in the pasuk, there's a bracha. V'lo yera levavcha besitcha loy ki begalal adav azeh yiverechecha Hashem. If you give tzedakah, yiverechecha Hashem, you're going to get a bracha. So he claims the same shaila. By tzedakah, the halacha is right. We discussed last time. By tzedakah, you're koyfin ala tzedakah. So a person who didn't want to give tzedakah and they beat him up to give tzedakah, will that Gevir, will that Nadvin have the bracha of Yivrach HaKashem? He was forced to do it. He was a Yair Levavcha. You'll get the bracha, but this guy is a Maisa. Right, you bring the good. So this guy was a Maisa. Yes, he was a Yair Levavcha. So will he be entitled to the bracha or not?
What does the bracha mean here?
He gave tzedakah. He has money. He's not. He's this.
Tzedakah has to give.
He has to give money.
Give money.
Right. So we beat him up to give tzedakah. No, I want him to buy tzedakah. The guy was forced to give tzedakah.
What does it mean then?
Why over here you get tzedakah for being a nice guy, but giving a mashkin and letting a loiva use the mashkin that the malva already owns.
That's not the tzedakah in the sense that we used it before.
No, correct. It's a different form of tzedakah. It's a type of tzedakah. You're doing nice, you've been benevolent to this levir who needs the thing. But so the shaila is by regular tzedakah. If you're koyfin, I say, will you get the bracha or not? Zaktam Ritzchi is a dava pashat zakdeh that you are entitled to the bracha. And he quotes Bavusta Rambam, the Rambam by Gerushin, that you koyfin reisad shayeme reitzani. What type of Gerushin is that? He really doesn't want. He's been screaming. He doesn't want to give the get. Where's the das? Where's the rotzen? Zakti Rambam, Bavusta Rambam. I'm going to kill the loshin. But the Rambam says that a son who's forced at Yosef Mashachayv Lase is ain't the oinis mimeno el bedaita hara. The Kevin Shahuka Achatosha Yitzray Vama Raitani Haragirish Lurtsain. And Rama has a moise that talks about the Pintala Yid. Yid really Bitsainai, he wants to give. He wants to do what's right. He wants to give the get when he's Mukhiv to give the get. Now he has the Yetzahara in his way. So when the Kaifin, what are they beating up? They're not beating him up. They're beating up his Yetzahara. Once they get rid of the Yetzahara, then back to the Shayna Pintala Yid that shines through. And about the Raitani, he really wants to give the get. So Memezakta Huadim by Tzedaka. Really, every Yid wants to give tzedakah. Not us, he has his crankite, he's stingy. When we beat him up and we take away that crankite, he's back to that shena tzaddik of a yid that he really wants to give tzedakah. The male, he is entitled to a bracha. So b'zai, who adin l'chayr over here too, if you beat up a malva to give the hashavas of it, when you beat him up, his sinner towards the leiva is now removed. He was convinced otherwise that he better return the hashavas of it. So that sinner was removed. And now he taka loves the leiva and he feels appreciation that the leiva is desperate and needs it. Or the chati tzedakah, and he will have the tzedakah involved in hashavas of it. All right. One more thing we'll go on is that the Mechabe says Alosha, when you give back, you only have to give back something that the leiva needs through tzarech, like the mashal. If he doesn't need, if he has many of that item, he has many pairs of pajamas, he doesn't need this pair of pajamas, then you don't have a chiv hashavas of it. What happens if you took as a mashkin a nightgown? It's not his, it's his wife's. Or you took his kid's baseball glove. You didn't take his item, you took his family member's item. They really need it. Kids are not going to be able to play baseball without the glove. He needs the glove. He needs it. She needs a nightgown. Do you have a chiv hashavas of it on something that his family members need, or it's only on something that he needs? So the Aruch HaShulchan says over here, Shetzarech loy, that's the Lashon HaMechaber, good. And then he's Maisiv, oy le'ishtoy, even if his wife needs it, you still have a chiv. Why? The ishtoy kegufay dami. And then he continues, but not a son. A son has an item, then you don't have to give back Hashavas Ovid. Even if he's Soymech HaShulchan Ovid, that doesn't count. It's only something that he needs or his wife needs, which is Ishtay Kegufay. And he's Maisiv of a Masha Tzarech Lezaraya Ketanim, that what his little kids need, then it is Noyeg, the mitzvah Hashavas Ovid. So he has like this, a wife, Ishtay Kegufay, yes. Kids, even if Soymech HaShulchan Ovid, not, but Zaray Ketanim, the little kids, then it is Noyeg, the mitzvah of Hashavas Ovid. I don't know where he's coming from, where he got it from, but if you remember, Rabbi said, we talked about Klei Eichel Nefesh, we had a Shaila, Klei Eichel Nefesh has to be something that the Leiva needs. If the Leiva needs it, what happens if it's something that he doesn't need, but it's a popcorn machine, his kids need it, or his wife needs it? Is that also Klei Eichel Nefesh? And we said, the Aruch HaShulchan over there says, Nafshoi v'nafshoi's beisai. His household members also need it, that's also considered Klei Eichel Nefesh. That was the Aruch HaShulchan. So I guess the Lishitasi type of a Svara, he learns that these mitzvahs are him, his wife, his kids. I don't know, everything is part of this mitzvah. I don't know where he's coming from, but that's what he says. And the truth, if you're medayik the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not so partial either. Because the Aruch HaShulchan said, wife, yes, because ishtay kegufay, zarei ketanim, it's noyig. It sounds like mikah did not, just the minig was that we return things that his zarei ketanim needs. They need the clay, it's a jumper, I don't know, it's stretchy. So he gave back for zarei ketanim that stretchy. But it's not mikah din. It sounds like the wife is mikah din, just zarei ketanim is only a mitzvah which was noyig like that. Sorry?
Zarei ketanim is part of becomes
Sarah. It becomes Sarah Kishtay, why?
Zerachai,
the father Zerachai too, but it's something that he needs. And what's bothering me is that later on in Sivchav Gimel we talk about the hilchos of Mesadrin. You have to leave in the bare necessity. When you leave in the bare necessity of whom? The Mechab and all the Paiskim, it's Dafko, his bare necessity. What's something that his wife needs, or his kids needs? Tough, let them go collect tzedakah. I don't have to give back something that his wife needs. I have to give him back enough that he could survive. Enough food for 30 days for him. What is his wife going to do? She'll starve. She'll go collect. She'll go on Tim Kishabas. I know what she's going to do. But she's not going to come get it from me. I'm the Mav. I don't have to reckon with the wife. I don't have to reckon with the kids. I only have to reckon with the Loiva. So by Mesajin, I only reckon with the Loiva. All of a sudden, for this Indian over here, Vashav is over, I have to reckon with the wife. Ishtal Kagufa. Why was the Ishtal Kagufa over there? Elamai kazeh, it's pashut. It's dafka lo, you're not. So why over here, yeah? I don't know where he got this halacha from. I want even to get stronger on the Aruch HaShulchan. Just bear with me a moment, because we need it for the next sif. There's Hilchos Mesadrin. There's a machloikis rishonim. When do we say Mesadrin? The way we paskin, we only say Mesadrin by gviya. Now coming to collect from the loiva, I have to make sure that I allow him to have the basic necessities. But if I'm coming to take a mashkin from the loiva, I don't have to leave him anything. I shouldn't say anything, I have to leave him certain things, but I don't have the regular dino mesadrin. I don't have the concept of mesadrin. But there are other rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, there are other rishonim who hold, Chinuch, Shinun maybe, there are other rishonim who hold that the din mesadrin is even when you're coming to take a mashkin, you can only take those mashkinis that he doesn't need. If it's something that he needs, you now let it take.
What's mesadrin?
Mesadrin means you have to leave for him, to be mesad of him, a certain amount, a seder. You have to organize a certain amount that he needs for his basic necessities. But so those Yishayim hold that even by Mashkin, there's a concept called Mesadrin. But Blitz Chiddush. Good. But let's play it out, Rabbi. So affect the Torah, and everyone is. How does it be? It doesn't work. If I want to take a Mashkin from the guy, something that he doesn't need, I could take. Something that I do need, that he doesn't need, I can't take. So if he needs it and I can't take it, so when was it said the din of Hashavas of it? Mamonashak. If he didn't need it and I could take it, I don't have to give it back either. He doesn't need it. Elamai, he needs it, the klayumnes, so he needs it. So now I'll take it in the first place. So when is the halacha that I could take and give back? Mamonashak. If I could take, I don't have to give it back. If I
need it only at night and not in the day.
Oh, but they say, oh, it's the din misadrin. I can't take it, it sounds like, we'll get to it, but it sounds like I can't take it even off hours. I won't be able to take it during the day. I can't take it because it's misogyny. If he needs that pair of pajamas, then it's yitach, and I can't even take it during the day. You might be right, by the way, that maybe that would be the yitzah. But the ma'aseh, that's what the Torah is. And the teretz given, by even the rishayim, the teretz given is, they learn that enechanami, there is no din hashavas of it. So when is the din hashavas of it? It's only when the loiva gave it voluntarily. You're right, he didn't have to give it. But Avapikain, he gave it. He gave it, or another Eitzah, they say, is when I did an Issa, I took it Shalai Gedin. I was over the Issa, I had no right to take it, but I took it anyway, I took it by force. So then is a Pasha of Hashavas Ovid. But Gvenlok, there is no Pasha of Hashavas Ovid. That's.
And then he ran out of items and then.
Yes, that's also a case, a Daika case. You could say you took it Beheta, and then he was doing fine until 5 years later he ran out of pajamas, now he needs his pajama. In a time, you could say that too. Sorry? No, so that's a din not Shavuz Ovid. Oh, I don't know. Okay, once I got it, I don't know how to Chus Masadrin. I already took it. But Shavuz Ovid, then I have to give it back. But I'm asking you a more fundamental kasha. Well, what are they talking about? I have a simple answer, like Aruch HaShulchan. Masadrin says Mufush HaAlacha that you don't care about the wife and kids. So very simple. Anything that the wife and kids need, I could take. Because there's no din misogyny, but I got to give it back, because Hashavas Ovid is negay for the wife and kids. Like Taruch HaShulchan. So what's the problem? What Maharash HaGadol HaZed, Uldu Shenim HaBadah Bay, many Shenim HaBadah there, Ola HaKrein HaBadah Bay, I know it's an Akimtuk, it's still not negay to him, it's only for his wife and kids, but that would be Bechlal. I give it back, so I give back the car Balayla, I give it back, it's his wife's car, I have to give it back, because Ishtar Gagufay. I'm allowed to take it in the first place, because no din misogyny on the wife, but I have to give it back, because it's Mitzvah Hashavas Ovid. It, even on a wife. So what do they want? And Lamai, you see that the Hilchus Masajin and the Hilchus Hashavas Ovid is identical. And if I don't have to be Masada for his wife and kids to have, then I don't have to return his wife and kids to have either. There's no Mitzvah Hashavas Ovid for something that his wife and kids need. I'm going out on a limb. I don't have any right, not the Gorkh Shub, but I haven't seen anyone who says like Gorkh. Everyone just says, Mashu Tzarech Loi. There's not anyone that I found who says, who are the Nishtoi Ubanov. Except for the Aruch HaShulchan. So it's a Tzarchin and Aruch HaShulchan Zahalaka. All right, let's move on. Oh, so that's talking about stuff that really Avada is owned by the father. But they use it, they need it, right? The father doesn't play baseball, doesn't ride the bike, the kids do. And they need it, but it belongs to the father. All right, let's move on. Now, Rabbi said there's going to be a few sifim here, very short, easy sifim. I hope to chop a ride and cover a lot of ground here. Let's see. Yud Zayin, Shliach Bezdin, Shabal Lamashkin. Now he's coming to take the Mashkin. What should he do? Zoktu Mechaba, which is coming from the Rambam, lo yamashkein dvorim she'i'ev sh'lite neisam mashkin. Do not take stuff that you're not allowed to take as a mashkin. Kigoin, beged she'olav, you're not allowed to take his clothing that he's wearing, or kli she'echobo, you're not allowed to take his cup and his spoon, I don't know, his plate, the kalim that he eats with. By the way, this is lav dafka, this means kleyechu nefesh, because ekolokum nefesh, if you remember, it means a kalim that are machshir, the oicha, the pots that cook it, but not the fork and knives. That's not klei ochon nefesh. Mm-hmm. But still, since he needs it, klei she'ochel, but he eats with it, I'm now let her take it, uchuyetze be'elum. U'meneach mita leishav aleh, and after leave him a bed to sit on, they used to sit on beds. U'mita mata ruim loy lishan aleim, and to sleep on. So he needs another bed. He needs one bed to eat on and to rest on or sit on, and then he needs another bed and a mattress to sleep on. V'mhoya ani, he doesn't need a matzah, chosh of a mattress, but mito a mappet slishin alav, you have to leave him a bed and a shvacher a mattress to sleep on. V'chola nimtze biyade chutz me'elo, and any other item that you find by him, other than these items, yechloi lo mashkin, you have a right to take as a mashkin. And v'yachzeloi, and this was said, the din ha-shavetz ha-ovid, v'yachzeloi klei ha-yoyim b'yoyim, or klei ha-layla b'layla. V'chein maksuloi klei umnes b'yoyim. And so too, I could take the klei umnes, but after turn the klei umnes every day, because every day he needs his tools. So I could take the klei umnes, but after return every day, because that's considered klei yoyim. Fine.
You can't even take?
Sorry?
You can't even take.
So now let me explain the halakha. This is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam was Dorich La'atzmai, a Shita Mumutza'as, a middle road. You have some Rishonim who learn that there's no Din Mesadrin at all when it comes to Mashkin, Rabbeinu Tam, many Rishonim. And then you have the other Rishonim, Ramban and Rashba, like we said before, who learned that there's a Din Mashkin on all stuff. That means not only b'shas tagviya, even b'shas, when you take a mashkin, you'll have the regular dinam and masajin, and it's many more items than these. But Rabbi Sigan is seeing Sif Chav Gimbal, it lists who knows how many items they have to have a din masajin on. Comes along the Rambam, and he has a middle road. And what is this middle road? Really, the Rambam holds there is no din masajin on when it comes to mashkin. Only when it comes to gviya, when you're coming to collect. But when you're coming to take a mashkin, there is no din masajin. But nevertheless, for some reason, these specific items you have to leave over. Why? So if you look in the Sma in Sifkot Lamed Zayin explains, Sfir Elei Laharambam, Da'af Al Pi, She'ein Masajin Loi, Kishaboin Lamashkinoi, Ki'im, Kishaboli Farami Chayvoi, even though Rambam is also invited to those Rishonim, that there is no Din Mashk, it's Masajin by Mashkin, only when it comes to Gviya, or Kumashikasa Pesifkov Gimel, by Gviya, that's when the Hilchas of Masajin are, Mikom Mokum, Dvarim, things that he can't be without. This is a new gather, Rabbi say. Things that he can't be without. You have to leave them over for him, even when you're coming from Mashkin. Hi, v'lekasa d'manikim b'yodei kar. Why don't you say you leave over a kar, also a pillow, like it says later on in Sifchav Gimel, he needs a kar as well for Masajrin. Why not a kar over here? El akar noito, you could take the kar. Kivin de'efshu liyazulah, so he could physically be without that. Avo magzira b'layla, but you have to give it back. He has a mitzvah shav zarka, so might say he needs it. It's something that he needs, but in theory, b'diavad, he could be without. So something he's allowed to take as a mashkin, just you have a mitzvah that shavas of it b'layla when he needs it. The mechaber brings another case that he needs a bed to sit on. Why does he need a bed to sit on? Ain't it the Rambam? It's taken out in the Rambam. And when mechaber l'tamei ozal, the mechaber was most of that to the Rambam. Sheikshu bebeis Yosef al Rambam lo meloi kasolei. Why did the Rambam also include a bed to sit on? The Gemara says it was very important to have two beds. The Gemara said one bed you need to sleep and one bed to eat on, because they used to do haseba when they ate. Why need two beds for? The Gemara said because it's dangerous when you eat and to go to sleep right away. You have to walk Dalat Amis before you go to sleep. So therefore they were makbet to have two beds, and they made sure to place the two beds four Amis away from each other. It's like this is by force. If the guy eats, he'll have to walk four Amis before he goes to sleep. Means the fuka, those people sleep at the table. You have to make sure to walk the four Amis before you go to sleep. So it's something that he needs, but it's he can live better and without. So Zokta, the basis of Lushitas, he is Takash and the Rambam Lomalo Kosulay, so therefore he added it, he voluntarily ad libbed the Rambam and added it in the Machaba. Avokasavki Bidrisha, the Mishamachi Shmita, Rambam didn't bring it down. Kevan de efshe liya zulah. So since it's possible for someone to be out without that second bed, he doesn't really need that second bed. Memela, that's why the Beis Yosef left it out. Okay, fine. I'm sorry, that's why the Rambam left it out. Good. So the Beis Yosef is telling you a new Agdara of Beis Yosef. He's telling you something. That bad thing is no dim massage on. You're allowed to take everything from him, but because it's something, you can't be without it, you're not allowed to take. Now, truth be told, there's a Rashma Bavakama Kufi Gimel Mebeis, brought in the Shita, and it's a Chinuch and Shinnun. They bring down the Rambam Shita, and they say very something similar. They say the Rambam holds they have to leave over Kalim, she'i efshe loy beloy heim, that he can go without them. Kamat, the same lashon as the Sma. Kamat. However, I believe they don't mean the Sma. The Sma says a Svara that how vital he needs it. A pillow, he needs, but he's not mamish. A bed to sit on to eat, he needs. That's how he eats. But he be'emis could go without it, that you're allowed to take. But something that he can't go without, you're not allowed to take in the first place. Rabbi said, where did he get such a halacha? Avush taked in the Torah that something he mamish needs, something which is a dava ha'echrek ma'oid, it's a dava ha'echachim, that's his lashon he uses. Something that's really, in the pre-show, something that he really, drisha I mean, something that he really needs, that you're not allowed to take. Maybe something he really needs I could also take, just make sure to give it back when he needs it. His kayumnis I could take. He really needs it. No, then I could take. So if I could take his kalumnis, why can't I take his bed? What is the chilek?
We always need these things. The person always needs it. You never have a time.
So he's saying something else. That's not what the Sma is saying. I'll get to it. The Sma is mashit to how desperate the person is for the item. If he really needs it, no one could go without it. That you can't take in the first place. But if you could go without it, just he needs it every night, they say it, but not so bad. He could bed some sleep without a pillow, so that he could take it, but he got to give it back because he needs the pillow. Where did he come from with such a Agdara from? If you look in the Lavush says what you said. Lavush says, Yashur like Zulasa means that there's not a time. He needs a tumid. His pillow, he only needs at night. His clay umnis, he only needs by day. So you could take it and give it back when he needs it. But something that he needs constantly, 24/7, you're now let it take in the first place. Zakta Lavush, Kavachim, Madoch, if you took it, you got to give it back because he needs it now. That's a mitzvah Shavuot of it. Koshken, if you didn't take it yet, you're now let it take them, Klal. How could you take them? This bed, he could eat at any time during the day. He might need now, breakfast, lunch, snack, supper, coffee time. He needs it whatever. His bed, he needs it all the time. He sleeps during the day too. They used to take naps during the day at Mavur. Sorry?
He needs the carpet day also.
He needs the
pillow.
Yeah, no, but sounds like it's a different type of a setup. Sounds like when they took these like short naps, could be they didn't do that. Lamacho, kayumnis you only need by day. It's something that you need constantly, you're now allowed to take. But something you only need mizman lezman every night, every day, you could take. And then you have a mitzvah shavas of it. And that's why it's very gishmak, kayumnis. Avada, you could take the kayumnis, you have to give back the kayumnis, but yeah, when he needs it, because he doesn't need it at night, so you're allowed to take it at night. It'll be very gishmak. I think that's a pashup shot, and that's what the Rishonim mean. It's yeshu loy beloy heim, because he needs it constantly. But the smaz mashmoyis, and especially in the drisha, is not like that. Sorry?
Needs the bed.
Right, because he can eat it at any given time. He might need his bed.
He
needs a snack. He needs either to eat on the bed, so he needs a snack, or he needs to sleep on the bed. He needs a quick nap. He needs it constantly, so that you're not allowed to take from him.
If he goes out to work 9 to 5, then you can take it.
If what? If he goes out to work, then in the climate, so the bed 9 to 5 when he's not in his house, he'll be able to take. Right, but that didn't work like that. All right, fine. Forget the Beis Yosef is not like the Sma. Beis Yosef holds that even the bed that he sits on to eat.
He's adding on to the desperation. He's saying.
No, I think he means because you eat constantly. At any given time you need to eat. Forget, I think that's the Beis Yosef is a geshmak. Beis Yosef goes like Lavush. Remember the host maskat shapes like Nishdan. Beis Yosef learned like Lavush. It's something needed constantly. And a bed to eat on he also needs constantly because he's eating throughout the day. So he needs that too. So you cannot take it to begin with. The Sma didn't understand that. The Sma learned, levels of desperation. I know we got this new halakha that something's very desperate. Now let's take. Where do you get it from? All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. I still want to chapter in two more sifim here. Yud Ches. Hayu loy shnei kelim. If he has two kelim, noitel echad or max echad. He could take one and return one. What does that mean? So look in this massive cotton mem. Opish Rashi Shom. It's a Mishnah. Lashon Mishnah b'sei perak makabel. Opish Rashi Shom. What does this mean? The kishiyesh leloiva two kelim kli echad shoyim or kli echad shalayla. One is a day keli. One is a night keli. V'chayve neged shneyan, and he has a chayve against both of them. Memashkin and oisay b'shneyan. You're allowed to take both of them. because you want to take both of them, because you have a chayv against both of them. Each item is worth $10, and you have a chayv of $20. So you can take both these items, and now together they combine and make $20. In the morning when I can take the klei laila, I have to return back the klei yoyim. At night, I give back the klei laila, but I now retrieve the klei yoyim. And I go back and forth. So that's what it means. Because one's a night keli, one's a day keli. So I'm constantly taking and giving, taking and giving. How long do I have to be busy taking and returning, taking and returning? Forever. Till I get paid. I got to keep on doing this. Every time I have a mashkin, as long as the loiv still needs this item, I have to keep on borrowing, whatever, taking, borrowing, being nice on the mashkin and giving it back. But if it's a mashkin that he doesn't need, you're allowed to hold on to it. You don't have to be busy returning it. You wait 30 days. After 30 days, and you have to involve Bezin in the process, and Bezin's going to have to do a Gviyah on you, because you can't take a Bateris Mashkin, you have to give it back, and now take a Bateris Gviyah, and Bezin's allowed to be going for you. Wait 30 days, and then you're entitled to be make a Gviyah on that Mashkin. But if it's something that he needs, you give back and forth, give back and forth, Loyla. Now, it could be, okay, we have to, maybe later on we'll get to it. It's Lav Davka, it could very well be even something that he needs. You have a right to sell, as long as you don't run into misogyn problems. If it's something that he needs, you're not allowed to sell either, because it's misogyn, he needs it, which is later on Sifkav Gemot. But that's the halak. The halak is that Kozman, you're holding on to the mashkin, you have a chiv and a mitzvah, a shavis of it. All right, rabbis, let's hop around one more sif. Your test. In Meis HaLoiva, if the loiva dies, after the loiva died, after the maver returned to the loiva the mashkin, so at night when I returned to him in his pajamas, he died in his sleep at night. So now he ended up holding on to the mashkin at the time of the misa. See, if I would have it, it's easy. So I'm still holding on to it. But the loiva is holding on to it now. And he died. So now the Yerushim are holding on to this mashkin. Could I go ahead and take this mashkin? Yes. Sakta Mechaba, Loshna Gemara, Shemtai Me'abonov. I snatch it. Shemtai, I snatch it away from the kids. The Eino Maxa, and I don't have to return it to the kids because there's no mitzvah Hashavis of it to the kids. The mitzvah is only to the father. I don't have a mitzvah Hashavis of it to the kids. I'm allowed to snatch it away from the kids and I don't have to return it to them till I get paid. Fine. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So let's bring this out. There's a major yesod here and something that you raised earlier on, and I want to discuss this now. The Ramach in Kuf Yudalad Amebeis in the Shita says the following. The Lashon of the Gemara is Shempe Me'abonim. I snatch it away from the kids. Me'stimes the Lashon of the Gemara, like the Ramach, is Mashma, that I'm allowed to even go inside the house of the kids and snatch it away from them. Hey, there's a lav in the Torah. Now let it go inside to take a mashkin. So the Ramach, when is that talking about? When I don't have a kinyan mashkin yet, and I'm trying to take the mashkin initially, I have no right to go inside the house like Savel Beisai. But once I already made the kinyan in the mashkin, I already took this mashkin miyam and kadmoni as I took them. Now it's my mashkin. It's my kinyan. It's my mashkin. You're holding on to my mashkin. These Yisraelim are holding on to my mashkin. I'm allowed to go into the house and take it away. It's not a problem. Because I'm not taking away the loiv's item. I'm taking away something that's rightfully already mine. It's my mashkin. I'm not being mashkin now. I'm just taking something that I already have a kinyan mashkin in it. It's my mashkin. And now there's no problem on loiv el beisai. That's why the steam of solution is, shoim te me'abai, I could snatch it away from the kids no matter what. I could even enter the guy's house. And he blibes tzorichin. Means even though kafia nira, that's how it should be in lumdis, it's already mine. I shouldn't be over the lava like Seva Beisai, but at the end of the day, he's a blibes terechin and there's a chiddish din, if this is a true or not. It's a blitz chiddish. The Minchas Chinuch does the exact same thing. Minchas Chinuch, Tovkov Peheis, Oizvav, does the exact same thing without the Ramach. He says, not by Yisoyimim, every malva, he takes the mashkin by day, his pajamas. Took the mashkin by day, returned the pajamas at night. So you ask, the next morning, when I want my pajamas back, the malva wants to get these pajamas as a mashkin, and the loiva refuses to give the mashkin. He refuses to give the pajamas. Could the malva snatch it from the loiva? Is he going to be over like Savi or Beisai? So the Minchas Chinuch, no, it's not a problem anymore. The malva already has a kinyan in its mashkin. He's not taking a mashkin now fresh. It's a mashkin that everybody has. So there's no lava leisavo beisai. But any blibes at the end, he says, Turchin Ladin. Since we're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, he's nervous to be give such a heta, because we're dealing with Issa Daraisa, maybe it is Issa Daraisa. He blibes Turchin. So you have the Ramach and the Minchas Kinnaka both noita that Ravada, there should not be any problem, even with every loiva, but Turchin Ladin.
What's the limitation? What's the question? What's the problem there?
I'm a leisav beis. I'm now going to the guy's house to take a mashkin. So now when I'm going the next morning to take it again, maybe I'll be over the lava, leisav beis.
The question is that even though he has a kinyan, is still the lava applies to it?
Correct. The lava, leisav beis, will still be applicable even on something that he already has a kinyan in. Correct. That would be the shaila.
What if there are yoshim and live in a different house?
So, what's a chilek? Well, how's that going to change? But the mice are now going into the Yoshim's
there's
house.
There's no lava of
Lozov al-Bezo. How do you know there's a lava of al-Bezo?
Because it's not his house.
But if the Yoshim are the ones who owe me the money now, so maybe the lava of al-Bezo is applicable on the Yoshim's house.
Why would it be applicable?
Because it's the Yoshim who owe me now the money.
But the Yoshim didn't borrow it. They inherited it.
Okay, so we'll discuss. Belina, we're going to get to it. Balt, hold on. Fine. I want to just be moisiv that I believe that the whole Ramach's suffix is only if you go like Shita Zatayz. If you remember Rabbi said towards the beginning in Sivvav, there's a machlek is the lava leisava beisai limited to the guy's house, or the lava leisava beisai is anywhere. I can't snatch it away from him anywhere. We paskin, the Rambam, the Mechaba paskins, leisava beisai doesn't mean limited to the guy's house. It's anywhere. I can't snatch from him even bachutz. Only a shlik bezin is allowed to snatch. I'm never allowed to snatch. That's one shita, mechaba. Then you have shita zataisa holds that the lav derais is only l'sevel beisei, beisei dafka, only if I go into the guy's house. But outside the house, I'm allowed to snatch. Novas midirabonin, they didn't want me to snatch outside the house because of chshash, maybe then I'm going to get used to going into the guy's house as well. A gzera that maybe I'll come and now go into his house. But beside there is no derais, I'm allowed to snatch outside the guy's house. So bishlam, if you learn like taisis, that really I am allowed to snatch outside the house. So then, even though the Gemara says, Shem to me al-bonav, I snatch it away from the kids, so I'm snatching it, I could have been matchik the Gemara, then it means I'm snatching it away from the kids when they're outside their house. Because the love is only leisav beis, when inside the house. And it's only esteemis halosh in the Gemara, like the Ramak, that's mashma even inside the house. But he's not so sure, even though in Lomdis it makes sense, he's not so sure, Tzachin, Ledin, Tzachin, if you have such a heta, because maybe it could be Maschek the Gemara, Shem Tov Me'abonav only means outside the house. But Lididan, that we paskin, that there's a lav, is negeya, even outside the house, and you're never allowed to snatch, there's a Mufushi Gemara, that this Mashkin is different, because the Gemara says, Shem Tov Me'abonav, you are allowed to snatch. How are you allowed to snatch? Outside, you also now let snatches a lav deraisa leisav el beis, even outside the house. So how are you allowed to snatch this? This mashkin is different, because since you already have a kinyan in this mashkin, you're allowed to take the mashkin now, because you're not taking the mashkin for the first time. You're not being mashkin the guy. It's already your mashkin. You're just picking up something that's yours. So memela, you don't have an issa. Means the whole Ramach's chakira could only be the Ramach who holds like Taisis. But if you don't hold like Taisis, you hold Lididan, that we hold like the Rambam, we hold that the lav is all over, so how could the Mechaba say, Allah shen shantam abonim, you never let a snatch. Elamai, you see, this mashkin is different. Baruch Hashem, the Nefesh Chaya brings this right. He doesn't make it all as she does, but the Nefesh Chaya didn't have the Ramach. He just came from the Gemara. He clears the Shaila, and he says, Avad in such a mashkin you're allowed to take. And he says, Avfusha Gemara. The Gemara says, Shem Tomei Abonav. How you're allowed to take? Alamai, you see, such a mashkin is not a problem.
Can't
be
with
Shlich Bezin? Shem Tomei Abonav, Shlich Bezin? Doesn't sound like it. Shem Tomei Abonav sounds like you're taking, right? After you, the Malva, return to him the mashkin, Shem Tomei Abonav, you take. And it sounds like it. You can be maybe Matke, but that's a. And the Nevshkai brings another raya. Alright, at the end, the Nefesh Chai is matchik this raya, and he says, maybe there's no raya from Shem Tov Me'abonav. Like you were saying, maybe for a different reason there's no lav here. Because a lav is leisav el beisoi. Maybe for kids, for Yoshim, who is not the leiva, you don't have the lav. Just like you see that for kids, you don't have a mitzvah shavas ha'ovit. because it says loy dafka to him and not to his kids. You don't have a mitzvah shavas of it to the kids. So not to his kids. Maybe so too, right? The machaba pasuk, you don't have to give it back to the kids. Maybe so too, the lav of Elisaveh Beisa was also only gazok by a loiva and not by his kids. That's how he gets out of the raya. Mamela, really, from a loiva, even if you got a mashkin already, gave it back, you now let us snatch it away from him. You will be a lav of Elisaveh Beisa. And Yerushim are different because Yerushim are not subject to the issa of Elisaveh Beisa. And if you remember, Rabbi Yisai, at Siv Vav, I brought a number of Quranim, we had this suffix, Minchas Chinechim, Beis Yitzchak, and Imri Bina, for Feshid and the reason they were dashing different psukim, they all had this chakira, do you have a lav of Elisaveh Beisa when it comes to Yerushim? That's very nice, but Lamaisa Gerad Zechinu Ladin, that we have this Ramach now. What was the Ramach's problem? From the Ramach, you see, not like all these Akranim. The Ramach had a problem. What happened to the Lava Loisave Obeisai? And his answer was that because since you already have a Kinyan, and that's why there's no problem. Means he held that the Lava Vada is applicable to Yoshim. Not like all these Akranim. So, like the Ramach's Hachra, that the Lav is applicable to Yarshim, so then Ledidan, why you let it be showing to Me'avonov? I should never be able to snatch. Elamayitza Raya Mukhrachas, that is no problem taking a Mashkin, since you already have a Kinyan in the Mashkin. So, La'alok, I think it's Poshet that you should be able to do it, because it's Mukhach like that. Ledidan, it's Mukhach, they are do. The only way to get out is that there's no Lav by kids. But you see, the Ramach didn't hold like that. Ramach held for Poshet, there is a Lav by kids. So, if there's Zicha Lav by kids, how you let it be showing to him? Must be, because it's not a problem, because you already have a Kinyan in it. And as they paskin the Chavetz Chaim, Avos Chesed paskin that behechlet. He paskins that there's no problem in chelik in Perek Chesed Aleph that you're allowed to be chosen in Nitla Ben Beis. It's not a problem. There's a divrei shol from the Shol Meshiv. He's a sefer Edus B'Yosef chelik Beis when he talks about Lekutei Choshev Mishpat over here and Simin Tzadi Zayin. So over there he also says a davar pashut, you're allowed to take it from the kids. You're allowed to take it from the loiva. Once you already have a kinyan in it, but he comes from left field. Not because you already have a kinyan, so you're not taking it as a mashkin. He says, because since you already have a kinyan in it, if he wants to refuse to give it back to you, he's a gazlan. And now that he's a gazlan, remember the shach held, everyone holds really, but the shach points out that the lav of Leisava Beisai is only by Al-Halva. Like a dafka type of alva, but if it's midin gzeil, if the guy owes you from other types of chayvis from a gazlin, there's no lava loisava beisai. So he says if the loiva refuses to give you back the mashkin, he's a gazlin. And for gzeil, there's no din of loisava beisai. And he goes like that for. I don't know what he needs that for, but lemaisa geret avada davar pashut. You are allowed to take it. It's a mayone hachochme as well. The mayone hachochme nemzon for pashtis and kufta zvav menal that you're allowed to take it. There's no problem. Loisava beisai. You already have a kinyan. Just he clears by the love of a big clay on Beged Almana, maybe for Beged Almana, even if you already have a kinyan on it, if you gave it back to, maybe then you won't be able to be chayzer mamashkin and Isa. That's his chakira. See, he has cheshbonis, but for the regular love avada dava pashut avada, you're allowed to take it again. I want to tell Rabbi Isa, I want to say it's really a mechilta. I believe it's a mechilta. The mechilta says, and I'll quote you a lashon, imchavol tachbo zok the mechilta. Rabbi Shmuel Oima, Boha Kosov Lelamedcha, Shetei Oisim Mitzvah, Venoita Lashokha. Now, Achrenim Mucha, what does the Mechilta mean? Oisim Mitzvah, which Mitzvah? Venoita Lashokha, what is the Mechilta talking about? Feshidin the Pshatim. I saw at least four Pshatim. I believe Pshat is, a fifth Pshat, I believe this is the Pshat. I hear the Dava Parsha, the Mechilta means like that. The Pasuk says, Mechavo Takboil, but you should return it ad Boy Hashemish. You should turn it till the night, and at the night comes, you're allowed to take it back. So I think the Mechilta means to say like this. You should do your mitzvah. Chavot ha'akbo yitoshet tishvenol, you have to give it. L'lamadchet shetei oisim mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah ha'shavetz of it. You should do the mitzvah. Ad boy ha'shemesh. But once boy ha'shemesh, tei noita l'shocha, you let it re-seize that mashkin, which is already yours. Noita l'shocha. And if you look, Rashi over there really says it already. Rashi chav beis chav hei, when he quotes the Mechilta, Pashut coming from the Mechilta, it says, from here we see you've been chayzer umamashkin and I say you take it, you give it back ad by Hashemesh tishiven alai. But once it hits night, you're allowed to retake it. It's only ad by Hashemesh tishiven alai. So you retake the mashkin. You're allowed to be chayzer umamashkin and I say. And then Lashon Mechilta, night of Shalcha, you take it. Sounds like it's even by force you take it, even by kochay. That's what the Mechilta says. Shalcha, it's already yours. It's already your mashkin. So you're allowed to take it. But now there's no problem with such al beis lei. You do the mitzvah and don't worry about doing the mitzvah. Because you're allowed to receive that mashkin at night. If you hold that now, I'm going to be worried. He won't give it back. Then what am I going to do? It's not a problem. Do your mitzvah, benoit el shalcha.
All right, but we ran out of time. I just wanted to be in the time with the Dvarim, the Tzloim of the Maril Biskin. Maril Biskin says on this halakha, it's Agad Alatayr and Kiseitay, he says on this halakha, when it says, Shemtan Yalbana, that means you keep on taking the mashkin and returning, taking and returning, taking and returning, till the guy never pays you up, till he dies, and then you take it from his kid, and then you don't have to return. So it means you exercise a great degree of patience till the guy dies, and you only can going to collect the chayiv after the guy dies from the kid. Then you can take it and not return it. So after Maril Biskin, a malva who does this, and I'm going to kill his lashon, let me read it to you, because it's unbelievable lashon. He says, Kashe yisnaig ish b'midas ha-bitochen, sheyucha ligbois afilu miyad benoi. He has such patience, such bitachon, he's going to wait and wait till the guy dies and take it from his kids. Every time he keeps on giving it, he says in the pasuk, what's the tzedakah? So the Maldison, this is the tzedakah, powerful. Hashem shall deal with me the same way. Don't collect. A guy does an aveda. Don't collect right away. You have time. You can wait. Give me back my neshama. Keep on giving it. Giving it. I have the time. Just give it back. And last I may have asked, and then you could take. I was not that neither. I waited. I was patient. I had that betak, and I'm going to get eventually from the kids if the nisus halayva. So you're the better shalom also. We're all waiting to you. We're all bali chayvis to you. Wait lach a nisa and then collect your chayv. Don't collect the chayv. Abizai, what's the maila? What's the maila? Can you chul lachakoyt ubizay yadiyach the shemiyaset shuva bentayim? Because Rokha won't collect on the chayv. He won't collect in the chet. We have our whole lifetime to do tshuva. We'll zikha do tshuva. And then Lachameh of Asim, he also won't collect by that time. We'll be tzaddikim. That is the lachati of the dark. We have the ability to mourn from the Rebbeinu Shalom to be noig midik and egemid and also not collect on our avinus and not collect on his chavis. He should wait till after Nisa and then shame to me Abanav. All right, Rabbi Kahan. Good to have us.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.